Time now for episode number 32 of the Free Phil Henry Podcast, brought to you in part by Amazon.com and PhilHenryShow.com. Amazon.com is where you should go. It's the banner there on our homepage at PhilHenryRadio.com. Go through that banner, go through that little magical porthole there, and use Amazon.com for your downloads, for your back-to-school purchases, for gifts, for appliances, for clothes, you name it. And the money earned there by Amazon.com is shared with us here at the Free Phil Henry Podcast. So we earn when they earn, and you benefit from just the great buys and the great service you get at Amazon.com. All right. Also, PhilHenryShow.com, a backstage pass there gets you access to all the great shows that all of the full shows that you hear in part here. This is Herb Sewell. When he was a sports agent, believe it or not, he was married or recently divorced anyway. And he was a sports agent looking to make enough money to get his wife a breast implant job so she wouldn't live with an ex-con in Omaha, Nebraska. Here is Herb Sewell on episode 32 of the Free Phil Henry Podcast. Herb Sewell is with us, who's a sports agent. What is the general promotional line that the players are holding during this strike?
Well, Phil, the reality is that there are 3,000 Americans after 9/11 who will never see a baseball game again. And the question is, why should 250 million more Americans suffer too? So that what we're saying is, give the players what they want, support them during the strike, and then you will go back and watch baseball.
Because you're an alcoholic.
I think you're playing that up a little bit.
Well, you said basically baseball fans are so addicted.
I said that baseball fans are addicted, not unlike someone who's addicted to a drug. And there are good drugs and there are bad drugs.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell, who says the baseball fan will go back regardless because they're addicted to baseball. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Kevin. Here is Warren. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Warren?
Office jackass who's talking about baseball fans being like alcoholics and substance abusers.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Yes. I'm in the U.S. military. And some of the people in my service
have had
to go on WIC and on food stamps to be able to support their families, their wives and their children.
But that's the...
And these baseball players, these crying babies, they think they need this extra money for what? Bigger houses? More cars?
No.
What about the people that are trying to feed their families?
They're more people will go to a baseball game than will actually watch someone fight a war, for instance, or fly a jet or whatever it is that you do.
Would that make that more important than the people that keep you safe at night protecting our country?
Well, I would ask you this, Warren. When you fly your airplane, how many people come out to watch you do it?
How many people come out? That's not the issue.
That's exactly the issue.
The issue is... How many people can play baseball because of what I do?
These major league players are the only ones that brought this crippled country back after 9/11.
That's absurd. And to compare baseball players to firefighters and policemen?
Absolutely. They were the three main heroes after 9/11. All right, Warren? I'm glad I'm setting you straight on
really,
this.
Really, I am upset. Your wife has precedence over people that are trying to feed their families.
I beg your pardon?
That's wrong.
I beg your pardon?
So your wife's breast job has more higher importance.
I don't believe you're in the Air
Force.
What Air Force base do you fly out of? I used to be in the Air Force.
I don't think that's a relevant issue.
Yeah, what Air Force base do you fly out of?
That's none.
What Air Force base do you fly out of?
Why do you?
You're not really in the Air Force, are you, Warren?
No, I am in the Air Force.
Okay, so what Air Force base are you going to?
I cannot personally put out any sort of message and opinion.
You're giving an opinion right now.
This guy's not
give an opinion on behalf of the Air Force.
Nobody's asking you to give an opinion on behalf of the Air Force. What's your opinion?
My opinion is I think it's wrong. The people that are in the service, if you want to give anybody extra money, these people that are trying to support their families that have to be away from them.
Well, I would ask you the question again. How many people come out to watch you fly your jet? None. But millions come out to watch baseball players. How many bobblehead dolls do they make of Air Force personnel? None. But millions are made out of baseball players. And ultimately, how many people does the Air Force employ as opposed to Major League Baseball? Hardly any. And so I would put for the military, you have to understand, Warren, compared to baseball, hardly employs anyone. The military employs very, very, very few people at a cost that is very, very small compared to the enormous billions of dollars that baseball pumps into the American economy. America the Beautiful, that's what we sing. My wife's enhanced breasts make America beautiful. And when I say that my wife needs a breast job because of the fact that that would make her happier, then I say that I need more money to get the breast job for her. And the only way I can get that money as a sports agent is by getting the 10% of what my players earn. That means they must make more, and they must go out on the strike to get more. And they must be supported by the fans following the strike.
So your wife can have a breast job.
I said to you that my wife has threatened to leave me unless she gets this cosmetic surgery. So I think it's only right that you send this message out to the listeners tonight and tell them, go see baseball games so that I make more money. Look, there are 3,000 Americans who will never get their breasts enhanced. Why should 250...
You know, you've been bringing this 9/11. 3,000 Americans, a lot of those people who died were men, so they're not going to get their breasts...
All right, let's say that half of them were women. There's 1,500 Americans that will never have a breast enhancement. Why should 250 million or 125 million women not have their breast? Go to baseball games or my kids will not see their father because she'll take them from me. She will travel to this ex-con that she's been corresponding with. He left Rayford State Prison in Florida about 3 months ago. She's had continuous correspondence with him and is now going to be moving in with him in Omaha, Nebraska, where I believe he's gotten a job as a machinist. This is where my children will be living instead of with me in Brentwood, California. So I'm very, very optimistic that baseball, of course, will be back stronger than ever.
We have gone from talking about the baseball strike to the breast enhancement that your wife is going to have so she won't live with an ex-con who's now moving to Omaha, Nebraska to be a machinist. Now, this has nothing...
Phil, there are 3,000 Americans who will never get the chance to run off with some con from the Bushnell State Correction Institute or from the men's colony at San Luis Obispo or from Greenhaven or Sing Sing. Why should 250 million more Americans suffer? That convict, by the way, already put 50% down for her breasts, and I haven't put down nickel one. Because I, frankly, I can't live on air.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So the baseball fan of America is going to go out after the strike, and they'll be right up to speed again on following baseball.
That is correct.
Well, you know there's been a threatened fan strike.
That will never materialize.
Why not?
Fans don't have the... baseball fans simply do not have what it takes to mount any kind of concerted action against baseball. Baseball fans do not have the strength of will or the strength of character to begin mounting any kind of political or economic action against baseball. Baseball fans come from all walks of life, but at the very bottom line, I think we see the baseball fan for what he is, weak-willed, one who will shovel $160 to $200 per game, an individual who will very faithfully, like an obedient dog with his tail wagging and saliva dripping down his ever-lolling tongue, sit in front of a television set and watch some Puerto Rican or Dominican or white or black player stand there, grab his crotch, smell his armpit, and knock something out of the ballpark after he's been snorting creatine all night. So I think the baseball fan, like the RCA Victor dog, standing in front of the big megaphone and tilting his head when he hears his master's voice. Phil, there are 3,000 Americans who will never get the chance to lick the cocaine residue off of a junkie's lip the way baseball fans do. Why should 250 million more Americans suffer?
Whoa, you really love the baseball fan, don't you?
We are appreciative of their loyalty.
Well, as a sports agent, I would say you have nothing more in mind than getting enough money for a breast job for your wife. The baseball fan is a junkie. You, the baseball fan.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Go ahead. You're on the air. You're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. I think that if the U.S. military wasn't...
Are you there, Herb?
I'm right here, Phil, yes.
I think the U.S. military makes baseball possible. They guard our freedom, and to compare the U.S. military is trivial
to
baseball.
Well, the U.S. military... is essential to a degree, but no one pays money to watch someone fly a jet or wax a Jeep. All right.
That's right, but if they didn't, those soldiers are paid money to do that.
The
and
soldiers
if they
are,
didn't
yeah,
do that.
Exactly. That's not, the military is not a spectator sport.
And as such, does not generate revenue.
Baseball, so what? It protects your freedom.
protects my freedom? Yes, it does. But baseball also protects your freedom. Baseball.
How does baseball? You know, I want to go to football games now more than baseball games. I love baseball, but
well,
I'll never go to another one.
Well,
after
whereabouts do you live, ma'am?
I live in Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
What baseball do they have there? The last time I checked, there was
Toronto
no...
Toronto Blue Jays, the Cleveland Indians, the New York Yankees. You don't think I can travel?
Well, wait a minute.
I have
Cleveland?
A car.
Cleveland? You drive to Cleveland Indian games?
Of course.
I fail to see, what you're talking. The Major League Baseball players, all we have left in America to look up to is our hero. Almost a year ago, we saw them bloodied and beaten, covered in soot and debris. But they rose from the ashes to give us our freedom. Our freedom as Americans.
The baseball players? I don't
baseball
think so.
Players.
I think that was
what are you talking about? You're talking about firefighters and police officers, aren't you?
Yes, firefighters and police officers. And I
baseball,
believe that the NFL, the NFL took a day off of their schedule
I don't
to
think
honor.
Are you telling me you drive the Cleveland Indian games?
Will you forget that?
Of course
that.
I would. Of
forget
course
it.
I do. I
Buffalo,
go to the Buffalo
Cleveland.
Bisons. I go to the Cleveland
the
Indians. I go to the Toronto Blue Jays.
Have you been to the Boston Yankee games?
Yes.
Aha! Uh-huh. I just found out that you're not a baseball fan because it's the Boston Red Sox, not the Boston Yankees. So
the
there
Boston.
You go, Phil.
She thought you meant Boston versus Yankees.
Yes.
Well.
Jesus.
Do you go to the Los Angeles Angel games?
You know, give it a rest.
You know something? What is your name, dear?
Matilda? Yes.
It's Matilda, as in waltzing Matilda. Do you know that our country wouldn't be what it is today if it wasn't for Dominican and Puerto Rican ball players? Forget the white ones. Let's just talk about the ones that speak Spanish. The ones that have their crosses around their necks. And the ones.
Are you a lawyer?
I'm a sports agent.
The ones that
do the little sign of the cross before they take an at-bat. The ones that spit through their teeth, which I think is just phenomenal. The ones that pull their shirt sleeves up and then point to
no,
a
I think player. I think your values are wrong.
My values, Fernando Valenzuela.
I think you should let your wife go and give the breast implant money to somebody else.
Wait a second. I love my wife. She's running off with an ex-con, a crank dealer from Bushnell
and
Correction.
And you're telling that on national radio? What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm talking about it because this is why I need the money from the player commission.
She's running off with an ex-con. What? Or maybe he's better than you are.
Maybe
he has better values.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, better values. He was in cell block C. He was on the yard for 5 years dealing...
And you're telling that... And you're not embarrassed to tell that? You're sick, man.
I'm telling that so that people will understand the difficult straits that I am in now as a man.
You know what? Nobody cares. The truth is, nobody cares.
I'm a
nobody
sports
Nobody cares
agent.
About breast implants.
Yes,
it's
they do.
Trivial.
My wife does. Here's a guy that snorts crank off of a hunting knife.
You know what?
Wife,
I don't care.
And my wife would
care.
Have...
I don't even want to hear it. I don't care about what
well,
your,
what do you
your
care
wife
about?
Does.
Do you care about baseball? Do you care about the players? Do
I
you know
care about people.
We would still have baseball if there were no owners. And
I'd like to know, how do you justify we'd have baseball if there were no owners?
The players would place a hat at the gate. They'd go out and play, and they'd have people put the money in the hat, and then they'd
Hello?
Divvy it up. Hello? Hello?
I just think that whatever you were just saying is
you know,
so
you suddenly
trivial.
You suddenly got younger.
Is this the daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your opinion, ma'am?
This is the daughter.
Yeah. What's the opinion, ma'am?
It just made me so, like, sick to my stomach just listening to you say that. Like, I've been to so many games with my dad, and I don't look at baseball games as sitting there, like,
trying to
get money off
you
of them.
What game? The Buffalo Bison games? Is that what I...
I've been games at Fenway Park. I've been all over the place.
Fenway Park? I don't know where that is.
Fenway.
I'm
Fenway,
sorry.
That's what I said.
All right, I thought you said Funway.
No. I mean, to listen to you say that you just want to, like, watch baseball games just because your wife needs breast implants. That's obviously ridiculous.
It's not what I need the money from the player commission. How old are you, dear?
How old am I? I'm 17.
All right. You know my wife's leaving me.
I don't really care if she's leaving you. I just think it makes
all
me
right.
sick to listen
well,
to somebody talk about how they want to make money. I mean, we all love baseball, obviously.
Yes,
we
do.
I don't even want to talk to you anymore here.
I love baseball. I was going to offer the young lady, is she gone?
Yes.
I was going to say if my wife leaves me and I get enough money for the breast implants, I'd give them to this young lady. Is the young lady still there?
Hello? All right, look.
Your mother, the mother said that this ex-con has better morals than me. A guy who wore a wig made from a mop and called himself Sally Ann for 10 years a hard time, and he has better morals. Yeah, right.
Turn your stupid-ass music off, okay?
Well.
I hope that you, I swear to God, I hope you don't get any money. No money for breast implants, no money for skin peels, no money for collagen shots, nothing. I hope the players stay out on strike forevermore. As you know, on our show, we support the player strike. We hope it never ends.
I'll get the boob job then.
Yeah, you go right ahead and have that done, Herb, for yourself. As you know, here at the Phil Henry Show, we support the player strike. We hope it never ends. We hope it goes on forever. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Phil, do you have a quarter for a cup of coffee?
Yeah, okay.
Well, there you have it. Episode number 32 of the Free Phil Henry Podcast, brought to you by Amazon.com and PhilHenryShow.com. Dot palm?
Yeah, I've said dot palm. Yeah, you're dot rosy palm.
All right. In any event, episode 32. Join us for episode 33. Join us for all. Go download all of them. And then visit us at philhenryshow.com for a backstage pass and get the full shows that these marvelous podcasts come from. Also, of course, amazon.com for all of your back-to-school needs and your download needs and your everything needs. Back to school or in school or never go to school, amazon.com. And, of course, we share with our partners at amazon.com, so all the money you spend there, we get a part of that. Thank you from the Free Phil Henry Podcast. See you guys next time.
Whenever that is.
The next episode, you fruit.